This is Brother Hamby. You'll remember Brother Jason, who was here last year for the missions conference. And, of course, his dad was here with us on Sunday preaching for us. And we get to Skype call with them all the way there in Canada, Quebec, Canada. These dear brethren here serving the Lord just like we are. And so good to have you here tonight. Brother Jason, can you hear me?
We can, but we cannot see you, brother.
You cannot see us?
No, sir.
Well, we can see you.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me see what we got here. All right. Okay. What about now?
That worked.
All right. Well, first of all, just want to say it's so good to see you and the dear brethren there. Bonsoir, mes frères, mes soeurs, en Christ. Amen. How are you doing tonight, brother? Bring us up to date on how things have been going over the past year, and just let us know, I know you were here last year, but we'd like to know some of the things the Lord's been doing.
Okay.
Can you hear me, brother? All right. We may just have to go to audio.
There we go. Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear, brother.
All right. I'm going to hold my tongue just right. All right. There we go. No, it's preaching that perfect. Oh, don't move, brother.
Well, listen, what we can do, Brother Jason, if you can hear me, if you'll just go ahead and give us an update, because we have a pretty good picture of you. And,
okay.
So you just go ahead, okay, brother?
All right. Well, it's good to be with you guys. It's been a year since we were at your missions conference last year, and it looks like a full house. We're really glad to see you all. We praise the Lord for what the Lord's doing there at Crooked Creek. So we tell everybody, we're going to wave at them. Nobody's not here to us, okay? This is our gang from Trois-Rivières. So from Trois-Rivières, we have a full house tonight. So we praise the Lord for that. We're just filling up the middle section, though. But we're glad to have you. The Lord really has blessed this past year. We've had a lot happen, a lot go on with the church, and not just physically maintenance part, but the spiritual as well. And we have some new additions to the church that God's blessed
Amen.
Us with. And can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, good. And we just praise the Lord for all that He's doing there for us. We have, in fact, kind of pan up and let you guys see the faces a little more clearly. So we have quite a few folks here, and we praise the Lord for
Amen.
Each and every one of them. In fact, one of the ladies that we just had the privilege of baptizing two Sundays ago, she is in the hospital tonight. I was hoping she'd get to be here, but she's in the hospital. So we do have, that's a request, prayer request for you to pray about. For her name is Ellen, so we're going to pray for Ellen. She's in the hospital right now. So, but Lord's blessed, and we have several additions, and we also got to baptize a brother in Latuk. He's a native Canadian, I guess you'd say, First Nations, and from the village of Waymontashi, and he's been driving down, riding the train about an hour and a half down to the church every time we're up there, twice a month, and came to me a few weeks ago. Can you understand me still?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Well, he came to you about 2 months ago asking to be baptized. He told me he had trusted Christ. He's wanting to follow the Lord and believe his baptism. So last Saturday, we had the privilege to baptize him there
Amen.
In Latuk. So, yeah, that was exciting. I scared him to death, though. I learned one thing. I'll share this with you. You never ask somebody that you're about to baptize, if you were to die right now, are you ready to go to heaven? His eyes got about that big. He looked at the point of the water and said, "Are you going to drown me?"
Amen. Amen.
So I learned a good lesson that day. But we're just thankful for what the Lord's doing here in Trois-Rivières and in Latuk and in the province of Quebec. And Lord's at work. And we're feeling just praying for revival here. The Lord will just stir hearts and see souls saved. That's what it's all about.
Well, brother, we just can't say how much we appreciate the work you're doing there. And we count it a privilege and an honor to be able to team up with you. And we thank you for being a voice for us in Quebec and there in Canada and preaching the gospel. And I'm so thankful for the folks there at your church. And we pray for you. We will continue praying for you. We love you.
Amen.
And is there anything, can you maybe give us a few prayer requests that we can be praying over?
Okay, well, tonight specifically is Helen. Her name's Helen. She's in the hospital, and we really, that's a serious request that's been brought to our attention tonight for our church. And I know we have other requests in our hearts, but that would be the big request we ask you guys to pray for, and pray for souls to be saved and hearts to be stirred here in Quebec. That's our prayer.
Amen. Well, we certainly will be praying for her. Et Dieu est bon toujours. Amen.
Amen.
God is good, so y'all don't accuse me of speaking in tongues, okay? But well, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have a word of prayer here with you, brother. And then after I get done praying, did you folks have a song that you're going to sing to the Lord?
We are.
Okay. Well,
we're going to sing for you just when you're done praying. We're going to sing Amazing Grace for you when you're done praying, brother.
Thank you, Brother Jason. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, You truly are amazing. You are the Most High God, and we praise You for being so good to us. Lord, we are Your servants. And Lord, we thank You for allowing us to have the privilege and honor to come alongside You, Lord, being a co-laborer with the Creator God and reaching souls for Thee. Lord, thank You for letting us play a part. Oh God, help us not to ever settle for mediocrity. Help us never to settle just for good. God, help us to do our best. And doing more and helping precious souls for whom Christ died, help us, Lord, to reach them. And I thank You that You called Your dear servant, Brother Hamby, and his dear wife and children to Canada, Lord, giving their lives there for Your glory so that others may hear of the wonderful news. We thank You for the recent baptism and the recent victories, Lord. And we pray that You just continually give them Your grace and power and strength and protection against Satan. And then, God, we do pray for Helen, who's in the hospital. Lord, I don't know all the details there, but I know she needs Your help. She needs Your intervention, Lord, to encourage her tonight in the hospital. Lord, I'm sure the accuser would like to take this moment to deceive her. But I pray, God, the Holy Spirit, You would comfort her like never before. And Lord, I'm trusting that You'll do a mighty work continually through this church, a church that You died for, God. And we're grateful for the opportunity You've given us to partner together with the Hamby family. Bless them in a mighty way, even tonight, Lord, in their midweek service. And we thank You for what You'll do now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there you go, brother. God bless you guys. We love y'all.
Amen. We love you, brother. Thank you, Brother Jason.
Amen. God bless y'all.
Gloire à Dieu.
Gloire à Dieu. Amen.
Amen. That was glory to God, folks. Amen.